Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Adam Barrett.
So my base engineering discipline, being mechanical engineering, and then continue from there, mechanical, electrical, and some others too, and ultimately leading with reliability. I always think it's interesting to think of what I call the chain of robustness, right? And this is the idea that, you know, as you improve something, you find out what the next weak link is, and you continue this progression. And this is the foundation for HALT testing. And I always like using the word of mechanical fuse, because it kind of helps people really conceptualize, you know, what we're trying to do. The same way you put a fuse in electronics, it's so that at a certain threshold of current, you know, it's what pops. And you do in that case, the motivation is to protect other things. But in a design investigation to make a design more robust, this can, you know, to some degree, this is an exploration. And one of my real life examples, those who know me know I love racing cars, motorcycles, whatever I can. So I used to race what are called shifter carts. And these are, it's what professional race car drivers used to train in the off season. You say kart, like go kart, and you think it's a kid's thing. But this is something that is, you know, you do like 90 to 100 miles an hour, no seat belt. You run in weight classes where the weight classes are like I'm talking like a weight class of like 370 pounds, which is me and the cart doing 90 miles an hour. So it's basically a piece of sheet metal, a motor, and some wheels. And you can pull G-forces that are like fighter pilot G-forces that are insane. You know, you can pull a couple G's in turns because it's so small, so light, so wide, so low to the ground. So it's more akin to motorcycle racing. And the great thing is you get to do a lot of engineering with it, because the engineering is so simple, as opposed to like my formula cars or when I'd run like Porsche stuff. You know, that's a much more complex machine. And if somebody's a hobbyist, you can only really go so far. With this, it's so easy to do major changes because everything's so simple. It's on this very small scale. So these cars we run them without suspension. So you can imagine how stiff it is. And you basically come out and you've been through a HALT test. Your brain's been getting shaken. That was always a huge part of it, is, you know, creating the right kind of stiffness in there to where the metal, the movement of axles and the way the frame moves and stuff like that was really your suspension. And really kind of how you had your spring rates and dampening and all that was how you played with the physical structure. You know, you kind of, there's one track that I love up in New Hampshire, but it's a track that has transitions because it's a modular track. So they have like the huge NASCAR style oval, and then they have other tracks that then kind of intercept it in different areas, and you can end up with this really kind of fun, complex roadway track. But there's transitions, meaning that you go from where one track is to another, and there might be a little bit of a bump there. So if you're in like a NASCAR or a formula car, those kinds of things, you don't even notice it. When your butt's on a piece of sheet metal, it's half an inch off the ground with no suspension. It goes right through your spine, and it's a hell of a ride. But there's one of them, but who cares about personal well-being? It's about winning. There's one of them that is right on a sharp turn. So basically you're going down one of the NASCAR straightaways, and then you hook a hard right and immediately go up this hill on a sharp turn. So you don't want to get what's called unsettled, right? Where you hit a bump and you kind of, you know, you're oscillating to where your traction's changing. So you really want to get your car set up right. And in the case for this one cart I had, it really seemed to be all about getting it firm, you know, whatever the kind of resonance was for that frame and everything. It was about getting it more and more firm. And I kind of ended up going through this mechanical fuse thing where in doing it, initially getting it so firm, so much force going through the hub near the wheel, I had a break of something and I fixed it. And then next was deformation of the a bearing block for the axle. And so I I, you know, made that firmer. And next was I saw fatigue in the frame. You have to remember everything. We're going for lightweight to an insane degree. Remember, like I weigh as much as this thing does. And this is, you know, a vehicle. And then it was a frame and then whatever. And it got to the point where the next mechanical fuse that I broke was the seat mount. So there was so much force going into the seat, I broke the seat mount. And that's where I stopped for a moment and thought, if I make that more robust, what's the next mechanical fuse? And I was like, oh, that's my spine. That's the I think I should stop at this, because I'd actually followed it almost in like a physical linear path you could draw from the wheel going all the way up to my spine. And I'd come to the last fuse before it was my body. So I kept some flexibility. I made it to where it had more flexibility, actually, to so that it didn't, you know, I didn't have mounts that were breaking. But, you know, the other thing too is interesting is how much I was a part of the vehicle, right? I was 50% of the weight of it, basically. So that was really interesting. And it really was a very, like, very literal example of following a fuse like you would through a circuit. But I decided where I wanted to leave the actual fuse to protect the rest of the system.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?